Welcome back, 26 after 8, and it's City Talk 105.9. We're talking about laughter all morning, and then we talk about a situation that will break most of your hearts, particularly if you're a dog lover. We have in the studio with us this morning Amy Best from the Dogs Trust, based out in Highton, and she's brought a special little guest in for us, Gertrude the dog. Welcome to the studio, Amy, and to you, Gertrude. Don't want to leave you out. Can you tell us a little bit about her and what her story is so far, Amy?
I can't. We don't know very much about Gertrude. She was found as a stray in Blackpool. She's been at the centre with us in Highton since about October of last year, so a long time. And no one understands why at the centre, because she's a beautiful dog. She's a white and brown Staffordshire Bull Terrier. She's about five, we think.
Do you think people are a bit nervous about Staffies, but, you know, with families and young children and stuff like that? They haven't had a good, great press, have they?
They have a bad reputation, but it can be unfounded. We say deed not breed, and it's down to responsible dog ownership. Anyone that takes a dog from us can be reassured that we won't let them have a dog that's not suitable for their family environment. We check all the dogs to see how they behave with children, how they behave with other animals, how they behave with us at the centre. So we get to know all the animals really well, and before they go home with anyone, they're all thoroughly checked.
Well, she certainly seems very friendly. You brought her in there this morning to see us. She's one of many dogs that you're looking to rehome at the moment, because unfortunately, figures on abandoned dogs are up, aren't they?
They are. At the moment at the centre, we have a six-month waiting list, and that's shot up since last year, where it was about a month. Luckily, the rehoming figures and the number of dogs that people take from us and rehome has remained pretty much steady, so that's really good news. However, there are more dogs coming in.
When you say a six-month waiting list, is that for you to be able to care for dogs?
Yes, that's for people.
So you're kind of full at the moment?
Yeah, we're always full. Right. Yeah, we're always full. Going home days for dogs at the centre are Wednesdays and Saturdays, so they're brilliant days because dogs go home with their new families and everyone loves that, but also those spaces are filled that very same day, that afternoon, so people bring in dogs that they need us to find homes for also on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
So when you say that those 2 days, I mean, do you have to put almost the dog on trial with the family to see how they get on with them, or...
Trial is a little bit of a strong word. People come in. If the dog's got particular behavioural issues, we will ask them to come in a few times just to meet the dog, take the dog for a walk, see how they get along, meet all the members of the family, things like that.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is for the dog to end up coming back again and again
exactly.
and again, isn't it?
But we do guarantee, should any problems arise that, you know, we weren't aware of before, we will take the dog back always.
She's a gorgeous little thing.
Isn't she?
She's scattering
around. What are you faced with if you can't find a home for her? Have you got some kind of time scale on that you obviously hope to rehome her with, but what are the alternatives if you don't find somebody?
No, we're very lucky at Dogs Trust. We will never put a healthy dog to sleep, and as you can see, Gertrude's full of beans. She's very healthy. They'll stay with us for life. We don't like that, of course. It's much better for dogs to be in a loving home, but Gertrude and other dogs like her who we find difficult to find homes for will stay with us forever.
And do you find that the younger dogs, and I suppose the puppies go first, everybody
yeah.
comes,
yeah. Puppies don't stay very long at all, because people can train a puppy to behave how they want from day one, but you can do that with older dogs. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's a bit of a myth, to be honest.
Well, and I say that to Pete all the time. Listen, just before you go, just tell us a little bit more about Gertrude and how people can get in touch if they think that they might be able to offer her a home.
Oh, yes. Please come along and see us at the centre. It's on Whiston Lane in Highton. We're open every day, 12 till 4, except Mondays, or give us a call on 0151 708 0660 and ask about the dogs that we've got in. There are 120 dogs in our centre at any time, so plenty of dogs to choose from. Come along, have a look around. Often the dog you think you want isn't the dog you end up with, because your eyes meet across a kennel and you fall in love.
Yeah. And Gertrude, perfect for a family? What kind of home are you looking for?
Needs to be the only dog in the home. She's not keen on other animals, but yeah, she's a good family dog. As you can see, she's so gentle. She just wants love and a fuss and attention. Whenever we see her in the morning at the kennel, she does this fantastic little dance. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen. Really gentle, just moves each foot individually, but doesn't leave the spot. So she doesn't jump up or anything like that. She'd be a perfect family pet.
She's very cute indeed, and she's certainly in a good mood considering she hasn't had breakfast this morning.
She's had a couple of biscuits while she's been in here. What we'll do is we'll take a picture of if that's okay, and put it on our website
lovely,
so people can check out citytalk.fm.
Photogenic.
See a picture of her, and be brilliant if we could find somebody. somebody to take her home and look after her in the next couple of weeks.
Wouldn't it just be Amy? And of course the team at Dogs Trust will check everybody out. If you would like to help, the number is 708 0660, and we'll put all of those details onto the City Talk website after nine. Amy, thank you very much for battling the traffic this morning, and also to Gertrude for coming in. It's good to meet you both.